AircheckDownloads.com.
We're hearing the 40 biggest hits of the week, according to the official nationwide survey of Billboard magazine. This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and the countdown continues.
Number 9.
After peaking at number 7 last week, the current hit by Exposé slips to number 9. The Miami Trio sing Let Me Be the One. Down 2 notches to number 9, Let Me Be the One. Exposé, three women with three top 40 hits together, all from their album Exposure. Now, let's take a look at this week's Billboard album chart and count down the top 5 albums. At number 5 is A Momentary Lapse of Reason by Pink Floyd. At number 4 is Whitesnake by Whitesnake. At number 3 is the soundtrack from the movie Dirty Dancing. At number 2 is Bad by Michael Jackson. And moving into the number 1 spot on the album chart, third week on the entire album chart, is Bruce Springsteen's Tunnel of Love. The first hit from that album moves up 2 notches to number 8 this week on AT40. Here's Brilliant Disguise.
I hold you in my arms.
Bruce Springsteen and Brilliant Disguise. He climbs 2 notches to number 8 from the new number 1 album in the land, Tunnel of Love. Coming up on AT40, the current hit by the man who used to make up one half of one of the rock era's top duos, the Righteous Brothers. And we'll hear pieces of their two biggest hits, number one classics.
The hits from coast to coast.
American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like the amazing AM 128 WSAT, Salisbury, North Carolina, Music Radio KF99, Union City, Tennessee, Magic Radio 16, KMTI, Manti, Utah, and on Armed Forces Radio at Lajes Island, Portugal. Here's the English trio Swing Out Sister featuring lead singer Corin Drury, not Corrine. We stand corrected. Up 2 notches to number 7, here's Breakout.
When explanations make no sense.
Breakout
has on the chart right into the top 10. Swing Out Sister moving up another 2 notches to number 7 this week from the group's album, It's Better to Travel. I'm Casey Kasem on American Top 40. Now we're up to the man who was one half of one of the top duos of the rock era. He's Bill Medley, who currently sings a hit duet with Jennifer Warnes. But she's not the partner he became famous singing with. For years, Bill sang with Bobby Hatfield. They first teamed up in Santa Ana, California back in 1962. Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield sang in rival but friendly groups. Then one fateful night, both acts were hired to play a senior prom. And that's when Bill and Bobby sang together and found their sound. They started singing together as a duo called the Paramounts, and they were one of the first acts to be described as blue-eyed soul, that is, white artists doing soulful music. It was black music fans one night who gave the duo their name, calling their sound Righteous, and they became the Righteous Brothers. Their biggest hits came in the 60s, including 2 number one smashes, and I mean classics. Here's a piece of that first number one from 1965. Listen.
You're trying hard not to show it.
Hit number one in 1965, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' by the Righteous Brothers. Now, maybe you remember Tom Cruise singing along to that hit in the movie Top Gun. The Righteous Brothers topped the chart again a year later with this song. In 1966, soul and inspiration, the Righteous Brothers, the tenor vocal of Bobby Hatfield and the deep bass vocal of Bill Medley. They split up in the 70s, but occasionally they get back together for special occasions or tours. Bill Medley's in our countdown with a different duet partner this week. He sings a smash with Jennifer Warnes at number 6. Here's The Time of My Life. I've had the time of my life. And their first time singing together, Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes are having quite a time in the countdown. Their duet leaps 6 notches and lands in the top 10 at number 6. Up next, a recent number one song from a recent number one album. And that's not bad. Or is it?
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
You're hearing the hottest hits in the USA.
Number 5.
I guess you can only be bad for so long. This week, Michael Jackson's album drops from the number one spot to number two position. And the title song from that album drops from number one on American Top 40 to here at number five. But it's the new number one on the dance chart. A smash all round. Ain't nothing bad about that. Here's Michael.
Your word is mine.
Michael Jackson. His song hit number one in Belgium, Denmark, Ireland, and the USA. Falls from number one this week to number five. Coming up, a long-distance dedication about a young swimmer who learned sportsmanship from a tennis pro. A tennis pro he's never met.
Kissy's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
Half of the songs in this week's countdown are by groups. Here's the group who formed in England 20 years ago, and the two founding members are still with the band, which works out nicely, because the band is named after them. They're Mick Fleetwood and John McVie. Up two notches to number four, here's Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies. Little Lies by Fleetwood Mac moves up from number six to number four. It's the third hit from their album, Tango in the Night. The band's also had Big Love and Seven Wonders. You're listening to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And it's from a young man in Cincinnati, Ohio, who's learned a lot about competition and sportsmanship. Here's what he writes. Dear Casey, my name is Todd Raydell. I'm a swimmer who does have a chance at making it big if I keep improving. I broke a national record when I was 12 years old, and ever since then, I felt I could be number one. I also used to think that every time I got in the pool, I should be at my best and break records all the time. I was becoming arrogant and bratty. I'd yell at other people and take my bad swims out on my friends. As a result, I was becoming lonely and friendless. I needed to change and someone to influence me to do it. I found what I needed watching tennis. I've always been a tennis fan, but never looked up to any of the pros until I watched Stefan Edberg. Stefan became my hero because by just watching him, I learned a lot. His on-court manners and friendliness, even in defeat, has shown me how a real champion acts. He never shows arrogance and always accepts defeat when it comes, something I'm learning now. Stefan has shown me that you can be at the top and still have friends. Since tennis is a new Olympic sport, and if I make the Olympics in swimming, Stefan and I might meet someday. I'll remain optimistic about meeting my hero, but in case I don't, I want him to know how much of an inspiration he's been to me. Casey, would you please play Holding Out for a Hero for Stefan? Sincerely, Todd Raydell. Okay, Todd, here's your long-distance dedication. From 1984, Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Tyler. A long-distance dedication from Todd, an aspiring swimmer in Cincinnati, to Swedish tennis player Stefan Edberg, his hero and inspiration. And the countdown continues on American Top 40.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
The numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
Number three.
Here's the English rocker who's visiting L.A. right now, getting ready to record his next studio album, Billy Idol, up a notch with Moni Moni Live.
All right.
Billy Idol really working up a concert crowd with Moni Moni, and he's wowing record buyers and radio listeners as well. His hit Moni Moni climbs a notch to number three. This is Casey on American Top 40 in Hollywood. Coming up, the new number one song. It's by a 16-year-old girl who, like a lot of teenagers, spends a lot of time in shopping malls. But this teenager doesn't just hang out in them, she performs in them. Details on the first shopping mall tour of the USA are on the way.
Kissy's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
Two big hits to the top. So let's take a quick look at the tops of Billboard's other charts. Number one on the album chart, Tunnel of Love by Bruce Springsteen. Number one on the country chart, Am I Blue by George Strait. Number one on the black singles chart, Lovin' You by the OJs. Number one on the dance chart, Bad by Michael Jackson. Back on the pop chart, third week in a row at number two. Looks like Madonna won't take this one to number one. Have to see what happens next week. Here's Causing a Commotion. Madonna at number two for the third straight week, causing a commotion. Her 14th top 10 hit out of the 15 she's put in the countdown. The one that didn't make the top 10, by the way, was her first top 40 hit called Holiday. Got as high as number 16. This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to the new number one song in the land. It's by a singer who did her first tour of the USA this summer. But unlike most artists, she didn't play theaters or stadiums or even clubs. In fact, she's too young to get into most clubs. She's 16-year-old Tiffany Darwish, and here's how she took her show on the road. Tiffany's been singing since she was only 2 years old, professionally since she was 9, and she managed to sign a contract with MCA Records last year. So when her album called Tiffany came out a few months ago, MCA's vice president, Larry Salters, was trying to figure out how to promote it. How can a 15-year-old solo artist with no band possibly do a tour? Then it came to him. Shopping malls. That's it. Tiffany would launch the first shopping mall tour of America. Well, Tiffany loved the idea. She described herself as a power shopper, so this was right up her alley. She performed at 14 different malls, singing and dancing to pre-recorded tapes. She'd dance in and around the shoppers, patting toddlers on the head and serenading teenage boys until they blushed. She did 3 20-minute sets a day each weekend and signed autographs after every show. Tiffany said, all kinds of people with different tastes in music hang out in malls, young and old. They're always there, so it's great. Plus, I can go shopping after every show. End of quote from the 16-year-old with the first shopping mall tour of America. This week, her first hit in our countdown hits the top. The new number one song in the USA is I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany. Tiffany has the new number one song in the land with I Think We're Alone Now. The original 20 years ago by Tommy James and the Shondells got as high as number 4. Tiffany has topped that. And there you are, the 40 most popular records in America straight from the official Billboard chart for the week ending November 7th, 1987. American Top 40, created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani in conjunction with ABC Watermark and Tom Rounds, is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Our mailing address is American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California. Zip code 90028. Our producer is Elizabeth Rollins with Matt Wilson, Daryl Morden, Tracy Pearson, Dana Swartzwalder, Ann Stroliker, Gonzalo Venecia, Michael Sullivan, Mike Williams, David Cohen, Stu Jacobs, and John Musgrave. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.